And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anna.
Hello.
And Anthony.
Hello.
And me, Abil.
Yay, Abil.
Yeah.
Hi, Abil.
Hi. And to start things off, we also have our Patreon page, where you can help us, help support us. The podcast is still going to be free, but by helping support us, you also get the podcast early, and you also can chat with us in our Discord channel. So there's that. And that's at patreon.com/geeksarewired. Wow. And we're off. Let's see. Free comic book day is coming up. Go support your local comic book store.
Is that any comic book store?
Any comic book store. Including the online ones.
Ooh.
So there's lots of free stuff that Amazon Comixology gives away too.
Like, will they deliver it or is this just ebooks?
Ebooks.
Oh, okay. Still cool.
It's a Comixology app.
Still cool.
But in the brick and mortar stores, also they will have free comic books. The local library usually does a lot of stuff with it too. So maybe your local library also. Pocatello's local library officially does. But that is on May 5th.
That was cool. Last year we had a lot of comic books that we could pick up. Mm-hmm. I remember picking up like Bob's Burgers and... I was trying to remember which ones that we had.
I missed out on it. Okay. Halloween, I caught it for the free comic book day. Last May, I missed out because I had to leave town for various, you know, events.
I think there was an Archie one.
There's usually Archie. There's usually the Commons of Batman.
Yeah, I think there was. But yeah, you can go out and pick up different types of free comics out there.
Let's see what they have this year. Riverdale, another Archie. Power Rangers.
Ooh, Overwatch.
Overwatch. A top secret DC one. Unicorn. Comics. Comic Friends Forever. Actually, those are always fun. A little goofy.
Disney Princess.
Yay.
Is that Invader Zim, I see? No.
It is Invader Zim.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bloopsy bloops. Shoopsies?
Oh, bloopsy bloopsy schmoopsy. That's the Invader Zim one.
All right.
Looks like a big old pink blob squeezing Zim.
Yep.
It's cute.
With like, what, three arms? Or no, just two arms.
Just two arms. It's just squeezing. Really squeezing them.
Yeah.
Big eyes and buck teeth.
Yeah. Doctor Who.
Pokemon.
Strangers in Paradise. Miraculous. Relay. Howard Lovecraft.
All right.
Joe's going to love that one. The Worlds of Aspen. They usually have a dual book in that one. Lady Mechanica. Bongo. It's always The Simpsons.
Adventure Time.
Yeah. Die Kitty Die. I Love You to Death. Yep. Kind of an Archie art style.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Ooh. The Legend of Korra.
Yeah, they usually put one out. That's pretty good.
That's good.
There's your Bob's Burger.
Yeah.
We should get that.
James Bond. That or Varger. Yeah. Let's see, what are the other fun ones? Ghost in the Shell.
Nice. The Tick.
Yes. Ooh, we get all sorts of fun.
Spider-Man.
The Only Living Boy. I think it's not like based off of the old like cartoons, like Thundar the Boy or something like that. Or...
I don't know, it just looks like a fancy D&D campaign or something.
Well, that's the idea of that.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
2000 AD with Judge Dredd.
Dun dun.
This looks like a bigger selection than last year.
Well, there's usually a decent amount out there. And also, it has been growing over the years, too, so the more popularity. Because it started off as a random comic book store was like, hey, we're giving away comic books. And then there became quite a bit more. It seems like unlike last year, because last year they had this, like, oh, there's the A series of comics that you can only get in certain, you know, if your comic book store orders a certain number or something like that. Yeah, that's the other thing is your comic book store pays for these to give them away.
So it's not the publishers just being like, you can give away this amount today.
They may give them a discount. But
okay, that's.
They still have to pay for them.
Hmm.
And it's 24 days away, well, as of the recording. So by the time the podcast is released normal on the Friday, it would be 22 days away.
On Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. It's a great day. Wait. That was the 15th. Or was it the 5th?
What day of the week is that? May the 5th?
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's always Saturday.
Oh, is it?
Except for the Halloween one, which... No, I think the Halloween one, they keep it on Halloween. They don't move it like this one. So this is a moving one.
Okay.
We could double check that. We should double check that. Yeah, it is. It's Saturday. About 3 weeks away? 3 weeks away. Lots of fun. Lots of great comic books. Looking forward to that. It's good to like break into the stuff I'm like, I've never read these. Actually, Miraculous. I've seen some art on and it looks fun. Strangers in Paradise. I think I've seen some of the old stuff.
I think there was an Attack on Titan last year that they gave out.
They have their old list. I was incorrect. They do have their levels. There's the gold level. So there's even more. There's more like that superhero girls. So there's the, if your comic book store buys the, you know, big ones. And there's the, if they buy less. There's actually, yeah, there's way more than even.
Way more on the silver.
Yeah. Well, there is. And there'll be way more as you go down the list and everything.
Is there only two tiers? Or
I guess there's only two tiers.
Okay.
But there's still way more of this. Oh, they have a Star Wars one.
What is that information on the bottom? It said diamond. Diamond Pop diamond. Culture.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, it's just.
Just there.
Their company.
Yep. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Free comics.
Free comics. See how everything goes. Like I said, there's the Halloween Comic Fest event they do every year. They have last year's information. Yeah, so they gave away a bunch of cool ones last year. I usually go down, buy comic books, give them away. People like to trick or treat at my house.
You give it during Halloween?
Uh-huh. Well, I go down to the comic book store. Because they have packages you can buy, the mini comics. You buy the packages of the mini comics and you just give them away. It's lots of fun. And plus I go through my collection because, you know, I should share. I'm not going to read them anymore. Should share this idea. And they're really not worth as much as, you know, people want them to be. But yeah.
Support your local comic book store on Saturday, May 5th.
Yes. It's lots of fun. Go check it out. There might be events. There's usually costume contests, all this other fun stuff. So check out on social media or even go to your local comic book store and like, hey, what are you guys doing? And I actually forgot about it because I had to pick up my comic books. And they were like, hey, free comic book day. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that. I forgot. Because usually I miss this one. I'm usually doing a different stuff. I'm usually out of town and not by a comic book store. Last year I kind of went to Disney. Much more fun, I have to admit.
I don't know.
Not as free.
Not as free, and you also didn't get a comic book out of it.
True. I got a BB-8 ear, Mickey Mouse ear thing instead that I had to pay for.
Yes.
Okay, maybe it wasn't. Okay, it was fun. But, yeah. Pretty comic book days, lots of fun. Visiting the comic book store is fun. I like that. And let's see. So that's fun there. So Westworld was on Reddit and had an AMA. It's Ask Me Anything creators. They were going through everything, answering everyone's questions, and one of their final things was, we feel like, you know, everyone talking about all this, talking about how season one was, they kind of accidentally spoil things or kind of, you know, mislead everybody. So what, you know, after talking to everybody and the crew and all this, we decided that Game of Thrones, with their readers, have already read the book, and they protect the information for those who just don't read the book and want to watch the show. So we want to just release season two. And then they go like, if we get 1,000 upvotes on this, we're just going to release a video. They got over 1,000 upvotes. A 24 or 25 minute video was released.
What a video it was.
What is it? About 3 minutes in is when it went. It wasn't even 3 minutes, actually.
No, they only made it like a minute.
A minute and a half in. And they're explaining things. And they start playing the piano. If you know the tune,
you probably got mad instantly.
If you didn't know the tune, you may have recognized the song. If you didn't recognize the song, you definitely recognized it when the chorus came around.
Or maybe you didn't.
Well, I figured the chorus would be the... you know, thing that everyone was used to.
Probably.
It was about 2 minutes in. So they Rickrolled everybody.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. And the rest of the video is just...
The main theme song for Westworld. And a dog just kind of like...
trilling in front of the piano, yeah. Looking around all sad.
What are you doing? I know, it kind of does look sad. And then, like, it adds to the sadness when they... if you watch the video, like, and that's the rest of the video, is this dog sitting in front of the piano. Let's do it. But if you watch the entire video, it explains that the dog, his name was Bento, Bento, and he lived from 2009 to 2018. It makes it even sadder. But the Rickroll was great.
The Rick role was great, but like I can't wait to watch like Westworld season two.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's gonna be good.
When is that? Is that the 22nd?
I'm not sure when it does come out, but yeah, I can't wait to watch the new one because the last season was great.
Yes, the 22nd,
April 22nd.
Like I said, that I will be getting my HBO subscription back. You'll have to watch it. Anthony hasn't seen the first season.
I need to see the first season.
So, Bill, what do you think is going to happen with Westworld 2?
They'll bring in the ninjas. That's already been proven, though. Oriental or a town or something like that.
So, do you think that's going to actually happen with what they opened up already?
Oh, with the like teaser trailer?
Yeah, or even like their website when they were showing additional information.
Well, there was a trailer, I thought. Didn't they have a trailer? Yeah, they had a trailer. And they showed those. Is this the same one? Oh, no. I was like, wait, they changed it. They showed people in it. I don't know where they went. They're in it, though. Yeah, we're just clicking through the video now. But so they do have that. They have ninjas. All the other stuff, I don't know. It'll be interesting because I think there's going to be like, hey, you know, we need to control this, because it kind of gets nods to like the movie, where it's like, oh, these events might have happened prior, but you know, from the movie, but not quite as, you know, yeah, more of a nod instead of like official.
I still haven't watched the movie yet, but I need to go back and watch that. Do you think they'll keep the majority of the main characters in the show, like Dolores and Bernard, and
yes,
some of the other major characters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dolores, Bernard, same with the man in the black hat. Man with the black hat.
So, does the movie, like, do they take the main characters and it just rolls into the new?
No, the movie and the TV show are officially different things. Like, they give nods to the movie. There was the, because it was made in like 70-something. It still holds up. The sequel, Future World, it still sucks. I don't think it ever was good.
So do you think they just like open a new environment, a new area, completely different than Westworld?
Or you mean for the TV like, show?
Yeah, for the TV show.
Well, there was supposed to be, based off of the original movies, there was three main locations. There was Westworld, there was Roman, and Knights or something like that. Yeah, there was those for the main three that Helios had. And then after the events of the first movie, they made the second one. They like cleaned everything up. Like, okay, we got this time. Now nothing can happen. And they made Future World so you could go into space. And
do they bring in new characters like in the movie? Like,
yeah.
For the different...
Pretty much everyone died in the first movie.
How many movies are there?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, only two. But you really should only watch the first one. I tried watching the second one. I was like, no, I see why everyone hated this. Because I was even worried with it. I was like, oh, maybe this won't hold up. Maybe this is just nostalgia.
So does the second movie actually correspond like with what happens kind of from the first one?
Yes. Yeah, the second movie is a sequel, officially. It's just a really bad sequel. The TV show gives nods to the movie, to the first movie.
So it's not as bad as like watching Troll and then watching Troll 2.
No.
Okay.
Well, no, for the series, no. For the movie, I don't know. It's bad. Troll 2 is bad, good. Bad, terrible, worst, greatest movie ever. I don't know.
I know it had a lot of followers, but yeah, Troll 2 didn't have anything to do with like Troll 1.
Okay, yeah, Troll 2 official, or I mean, Troll 2. Westworld 2 did. They acknowledged it. The events that happened in the first one. But they were like, clean things up. Okay, we're going to make this better. And like I said, the TV show, because they did have to do quite a bit with the chain, or, you know, so, you know, it was interesting they didn't actually make it a sequel. They didn't get, you know, fully remake the movie. I'm liking the way they're going with it. And I think that's also why a lot of watchers kind of like had these ideas of the way it was going.
Yeah, I like how it ended on the first season. Mm. Everything just like all of the AIs were kind of breaking out.
Yeah, well, everything wrapped up really well.
So I'm really curious to see like where it's going to lead.
I think the AIs are probably more independent. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Probably should start watching it when it comes out. What, a week? 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks. And there's all sorts of events coming up. Yeah. 1, 2. Yep, 2 weeks. Nice. I'm liking this. So much is happening over the next little bit. Good and bad. The bad is for different reasons. But we'll skip past that. So Westworld, that's fun. All right. I don't think I forgot to ask you a question earlier. Okay, so everyone saw Ready Player One.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You hadn't read, neither of you had read Armada. That's the same author. Has nothing to do with Ready Player One, just same author.
No.
But still nostalgia-ish. And you hadn't seen Last Starfighter. Have you seen Last Starfighter?
I don't believe so.
Okay. So Last Starfighter is an 80s pop culture, well, it became pop culture. The idea is that somebody set up this arcade machine called the Last Starfighter, and the people would play it and try to become, you know, try to beat the game and everything. Well, when he finally beat the game, alien spaceship lands and goes, "Hey, you are the best there is. We need to go defeat the bad guys." With the same name that's in this video game. The video game is a practice to get people to...
A simulation.
Well, it's an arcade sort of machine. It's a training video, I guess. You know, or okay. Practice video. But so, kid does it, wins, takes off. So first off, they're remaking Last Starfighter. What's nice is better graphics, more modernization. Kind of looking forward. The haters are already hating, going like, "Why would you do this? This is terrible. Why are they remake?" My answer is still, because you don't watch new stuff. Kubo and the Two Strings failed because of people like you.
I enjoyed Kubo.
Exactly.
It
original.
Was such a good movie.
Original, new. Nobody watched it. That's why. That is why remakes and sequels are still going to win over. Because nobody watches new and creative. On the other side, though, Armada is basically a modern technology version. So that'll be the other thing, is that maybe they might, with Last Starfighter, they might modern technology it. The other thing is Armada is literally the modern technology version of Last Starfighter, which they even reference. So, but now that with the popularity of Ready Player One, Armada originally didn't have, you know, it was kind of slowly going. Now it's like, oh, run with this now. Universal's like, we've got cash. Here, make this.
So they're going to have basically the same movie?
Yes.
Okay.
There's going to be two movies.
That are basically the same?
Yes.
Okay. Are they going to come out about the same time?
Not sure yet.
Okay. That'll be
Nothing's officially been greenlit. No dates have been, well, okay, no. They've been greenlit. Dates have not been announced.
Okay.
Everyone's anteing up money. It's like all those other movies that kind of come out at the same time that you're like, hey, those are exactly the same thing.
When does that happen?
See, there was the volcano one. The two volcano ones. Like, was it Everest? Not Everest. I forget. There was two volcano ones came out at the same time. Then there was the two asteroid movies. They came out at the same time. Let's see, what else? Then there was the two Protect the President stories that came out at the same time. Okay. One was a comedy.
All right.
Wish I could remember these movies now.
I think some of the Snow White stories like kind of came out around the same time.
I can see that. The Jungle Book almost had two movies come out at the same time. Except for one of them got pushed off. The live Jungle Book movie.
What was the other one?
It didn't come out. It hasn't come out yet. It's supposed to. It's going to have the guy that played Smeagol. I forget his name. Yeah, it's going to have him playing it.
Okay.
Andy Serkis. Like, this will come to me. Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of... But they were supposed to come at the same time, and then it didn't. There was kind of some hold off, because, you know, the people at Disney do theirs. And then because the Jungle Book is such an old story, it actually is free of copyright, as long as you don't use what Disney has done or stuff like that. It's in that you can use this. But yeah, so depending on how it goes, and Armada is not nearly as good as Ready Player One. I enjoyed it. I think I may have been on the nostalgia train though the entire time.
So is it in the same way of Ready Player One that way as far as the...
It's not nearly as 80s. It is not... I would almost go with the movie where there was more nods instead of this, like the book for Ready Player One was very 80s. While the movie is kind of like, here's the 80s.
Here's some of the 80s.
And here's some other really cool things that are going to make DVD sales skyrocket through the roof because everyone's going to pause and screenshot every little step. Armada's probably not even that intense. Armada has, you know, because it was a lot more based in the real world. So there is a good handful or two of nods throughout things, and especially referencing Ready Player One or certain jackets or other things. But it's more about protecting the planet from invaders.
Okay.
So, yeah. I guess it is. I don't know. Ready Player One did have a lot of reference.
Had a lot of reference. It wasn't as, like, the movie was not as, you know, here's the 80s. Take it.
Yeah, not quite like, because, like, Stranger Things 2
mm-hmm.
kind of had that same thing going on.
Well, but it was based in the 80s, so it was allowed to.
It was
sort
based
of
in that. The 80s, but, yeah. But Stranger Things 2. It seemed like they were trying to push it out a lot because, like, they were playing.
Oh, the second
music.
Season.
Yeah, the season they were just
over the top,
throwing
yeah.
it all out. Which the book for Ready Player One, I feel is very similar in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie is definitely different in.
Yeah. Copyright. yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, with season two of Stranger Things definitely is closer to the book idea of Ready Player One.
Yeah, that's how I would reference it because, like, they are very similar in that nature. Like, as far as keeping the nostalgia, playing music, whatever you watch, whatever mm-hmm. is referenced, it's definitely present in Stranger Things 2.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing is I remember like the songs and like I started rereading the book and I'm like I remember some of this. Some of this would have worked out. Some of this would have been interesting. Kind of wish some people would have given more rights. But yeah, with reading the book, I'm like I guess growing up in the 80s, definitely have that. Like I remember that.
I saw some things that looked familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it from the 80s or was it from the general? Like, you know, Duke Nukem and...
I mean, there was that. There was also... How much are we talking about this movie now? Like,
okay, let's hold it till the end. Okay. We are spoiling at the end. We will give the notification.
Okay.
We'll step away from that for a little bit. And we're going to go towards... Android TV is launching. It's a new dongle. It's made through the FCC. They put the logo on it. Basically looks like a bigger version of the other one, but it has the Android OS in it more so, and is going to have, or so it will have Oreo on board, and it'll have the Google Assistant, which apparently is built in through the remote.
Also has a 4K support.
Oh yeah, 4K, yeah, the new
hotness.
Yeah.
What is Oreo?
Oreo is the current version of Android's OS title. It is Android 7? Yeah.
Is it 7?
Is it 8? I don't know. Let's see.
I don't remember.
Bill's checking into it for us. So, I've never heard of Android Oreo. So is it just like the software for it? Or?
Yeah,
oh, 8 is the, Oreo. Okay.
It's the OS name.
Yeah.
They name their stuff after candy or
like junk food. The Kit Kat version.
Yeah.
So the next one is P, and there was the idea that the pre-release of the beta testing was going to come out on the 14th of March, which would have been Pi Day. Yeah. It Clever. Didn't come out.
No.
So now everyone's kind of like, what will Android P be called?
That would be epic if they actually pushed it out on Pi Day.
Oh, maybe they did. Hey, there's an APK out. So they have released. It still doesn't have... Well, Pi Day came and passed, so...
Yeah.
They didn't release
it. That
was
almost a month ago.
Yeah.
At this point.
They didn't... It was first announced on March 7th. That's why, and then... But you can hunt it down. If you have a official Google phone that is, I think, at least the Pixel and above, then you can easily get in on the beta testing of these. I don't know about the Nokias. I know you're able to get into Oreo official beta testing officially. The last round of Nokias. Nokia? Yeah. No. What was it called before Pixel?
Nexus?
Nexus. Those are the ones. The last round of Nexus phones, you were able to get in on Oreo beta testing. A lot of the Android phones currently have Oreo installed. Not all of them, and depending on how, if you have a Samsung phone, you have, depending on how new your phone is, depends on, Samsung makes their own operating system that mimics
It's still based off Android, but
yeah, it is based off Android, but it
replaced the UI and a lot of other stuff, but
it's tweaked and all that. If you own any of the other like big phone companies that make the super powerful phones that are not Google, they usually have like Samsung. They usually, you know, like Huawei, or there's a few others. They have their own OS that's very similar based off of it, and it can get the App Store. But it's not, you know, you probably don't have the current, unless you're like the super $500 ones, which are way better and cheaper than the Pixel $1,000 one.
I have such an old phone right now. And the next one I get has to be Android because I have.
They're not too bad. You can get, like, for my phone, I don't have Oreo. I have whatever the previous... No, I don't know. I have Oreo. I don't have Nougat.
Nougat.
Nougat's the current one. But Oreo
Nougat's
works.
The current one? I thought Oreo was the current one.
LMNO. Oh, okay. I have
Nougat. Nougat was the last one.
Yeah. I have Nougat. I don't have Oreo. That's it.
So they go through it alphabetically?
Yes. So it's like alphabet. Let's see here. My phone cost me $200. It has two quad-core processors in it and 3 gigs of RAM. The thing is a beast.
It's better than some computers out there.
Yeah. Actually, if you were to buy it now, I think it's $170. And its next version up is the $200 one. And then it jumps to the $500 phones, which are comparable, if not better, than the $1,000 phones that are out there. But you can't buy them through... Usually, you don't buy these phones through... your provider. You have to go online because this is a Huawei. Huawei has a bad thing in the U.S. because the federal government tried to say China. They're a Chinese-made phone, and they're a Chinese company. But most phones are made in China, anyways. That's a side story. But back then, the federal government came down and was like, "Oh, Huawei is a bad phone, and they are all this privacy stuff that are leaking." When it was found out, it was more your service provider, like Verizon or whoever is doing it.
Oh.
Yeah. It's totally like...
I haven't heard that part of the story.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. If there is any leaking, there's a lot of security actually built into these anyways. And it's just the federal government trying to like, no, the overseas phones are bad. Don't like them.
That would be all phones.
Yeah, pretty much. So... But, you know, it's to go away from just your provider and actually going online, you can buy these phones just like with your provider. You can say, I can't afford $200 up front, or I can't afford $500 up front. Why don't we just pay over the next 2 years? They're like, sure, whatever. But $500, if you're going to go for like a, you know, flagship phone like the Epics, $500 is nothing compared to, and plus, makes me feel better than dropping $1,000 on something that's supposed to last a year.
Was that a
Pixel Apple X or 10 or whatever?
On the flip side, though, you can sell the iPhones back for a good chunk of change when you do upgrade.
True. I'm sure I could sell my Huawei for a good chunk of change in comparison.
That one and yeah, that one in particular, but not other Android phones.
True. But $200 is not a bad investment for
a phone
that is better than most.
Yeah.
Like this is not a flagship phone. This is their low-end phone.
Yeah.
And it's still better than most computers.
Yeah.
Actually, the next one up has 4 gigs of RAM. Oh, and I can expand my storage.
A lot of flagship phones you can't even do that on.
I know.
Is the next one up a lot more expensive than that one?
$25 extra.
Wow. So you can just kind of shell out 25 extra bucks. And...
Yep. It is new. It did come out in December. Like, mine came out like a year ago. The other one came out not that long ago. But...
So if you were waiting to upgrade, it would have been better to get the newer one.
Well, I was needing it at the time. I had an old phone and small storage that I couldn't upgrade. I was not happy.
Yeah, you cheaped out and got the 16 gig. Yes.
I was mad. It's a good phone. It just has no memory. It was the like 5X.
Yeah, I also had that. The battery sucked.
I haven't had that problem. And I haven't had the LG BIOS or bootloader issue yet either.
I never had that problem on that one.
I played. I still have mine. I played around with it. I thought about selling it, but I'm like,
it was cheap. It's a good backup phone if you need it.
Yeah, it works with most providers. That's the other thing. Also, if you go with Huawei or some of these other Chinese companies, you're stuck with AT&T and T-Mobile only, because Verizon and Sprint do not use the band.
They don't. Oh, the band.
Yeah,
it's not the SIM card thing.
It's not
band.
The SIM card. Okay. It's the band. I forget which one it was, but you're stuck with one. So if you're going to go buy phones elsewhere, research them.
Make sure they work with your... work on your provider that you want. Yeah. That's important.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. So, but yeah. So, back on. I know you understand the Apple, TV remote control. Mm-hmm. Fine. But I have a Google Home. And I also have a cell phone that I can control my current Chromecast with.
Yes.
I bought a Harmony Hub.
Mm-hmm.
I like to not touch my remote control. Let's just go with that.
All right.
An extra remote control just is a nuisance to me. Though it does have a power button that actually turns off the Chromecast. But I wonder how that's controlled, actually.
So is your Google Home connected with your TV?
Sort of. Because of the Chromecast.
Yeah, you can cast stuff to it.
But can you turn on your TV without a remote?
Yes. By
with the Harmony Hub.
And with the Chromecast.
Oh, if your TV supports it.
If your TV supports it. I found out it did. I turned it on, and I'm thinking about turning it off because I have the Harmony Hub. Because if you turn it on with the Chromecast, the Harmony Hub doesn't recognize that it ever got turned on. So when you say change volume or do other things that don't require it to power on the TV, it doesn't understand. It thinks it shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Like,
I get that. So I tell my Harmony Hub to do it. The bad thing, though, is Google also sucks with the Harmony Hub, so I use my Madam A Echo Dot to do it. Harmony Hub and Google do not get along.
I like how you said Madam A, but then you said the other words to make them trigger anyways.
Echo?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can make it trigger with that.
You can. If people chose that, you can choose Amazon, the bad Madam A word, the Echo, and computer.
You can use computer?
You can use computer.
I think I might change mine to that. I like that.
I thought that was going to be the worst idea ever.
Computer.
Computer, do these things. Okay.
I don't know. At least you don't sound crazy talking to some imaginary person.
Doesn't Radiohead have like a album called Okay Computer?
I would not doubt that.
I believe they do.
There you go.
That makes me think of that album that they have.
Yeah. Let's see.
There's
who
a
was
song
it?
Called that. No, it is an
Radiohead
album.
Okay Computer.
It is Radiohead.
Okay Computer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good call. All
right.
Oh, yeah.
So back to this. The Android TV. So you don't like having...
the Chromecast. The new Chromecast.
It says it's an Android TV at the top. Which it's basically a Chromecast, I guess.
It plugs into your HDMI.
See, it says new Android TV dongle. Doesn't say Chromecast.
Okay.
So just maybe, being technical.
Yeah. Well, and with it getting through FCC or all that, I guess I could see that technically. Actually, I'm really glad. So it's like the Chromecast Ultra. It supports 4K. Includes dual band, which is the new one does, and supports AC and Bluetooth 4.1.
But it does not have an Ethernet connection like the Chromecast Ultra does.
Ultra has an Ethernet connection?
That's what this says.
Oh.
Because maybe, I don't know if the Ultra had this or not, but maybe Ultra didn't have AC, so it didn't have the bandwidth to support 4K.
I don't think it has dual band either. I think it's just the 2.5.
And that might be why they got rid of the Ethernet.
Dev 5. Huh.
But anyways, you hate remotes. You hate extra remotes.
Oh, and plus, okay, well, the nice thing with this, I guess maybe with good thing with the remote, is because it has Oreo installed on it, that means you can play or install apps or all this other randomness. Maybe actually get Hulu to work on it. Okay. Ew. Hulu works on Chromecast. It doesn't work through Google Home. The assistant, if you say play episode, it goes like, I don't understand episodes. I wanted Google to win, really.
Is that Google's fault or is that Hulu's fault?
Google's.
Are you sure?
They didn't build in the integration because they don't. They you have Netflix too. They cannot send it to an episode, so it is Google not working with episodes.
Okay, never mind then. Carry on.
But with my phone, so I have to pull up my phone, open up my Hulu app, cast that.
Oh, your life is so hard.
I know. I have to touch things.
Wow.
Like I don't even like using credit card machines. I just want to like. Tap my watch on it or something.
What is this world?
I know. To touch things. I don't. So. You ever touch things? They're just.
Yeah, they're icky. Disgusting. You gotta just like brush your hands off after.
You have to touch more things to brush your hands off.
Well, then get the hand sanitizer. But then you have to touch the hand sanitizer dispenser. There's no winning.
Or the hand sanitizer.
Yeah, you're just creating superbugs.
Then your hands smell like alcohol.
Hell yeah.
If you want to do that, you just might as well go out to the bar.
Well, there's scented ones, too.
Yeah, but you still smell like alcohol.
Yeah.
It's just fruity alcohol.
You get a light fragrance after it, like watermelon or like cucumber or something.
Ah, yes. The fragrant smell of watermelon sanitizer. My favorite.
Zima.
It's my... No, yeah, no.
Or no, Smirnoff, I mean.
Eczema? Yeah, eczema is a...
No.
Skin.
Zima.
Zima? Oh, you said Zima, not eczema.
Yeah.
Or eczema, or however you guys want to call it.
That's really classic. So, Smirnoff.
Smirnoff, okay.
There you go.
No, Southern Comfort, or whatever that's called.
SoCo.
SoCo?
All right,
are we done with this, or do we want to continue?
We'll continue.
Okay.
We'll go into spoilers. We'll totally get to this, even with because I feel like my rant may take longer.
All right.
So we are going to spoil Ready Player One. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't read it, if you haven't not want to, if you don't want the spoilers, have a great day.
Bye.
See you next week. All right. Now that everyone's gone. We're going to talk to ourselves. Like normal.
Oh.
Ready Player One, the movie.
I loved it.
Have you read the book?
No.
You read the book just before it.
Yes, I read the book before I went to go see the movie, and I enjoyed both the book and the movie, but for different reasons.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Yeah. If I had to choose one over the other, though, it would be the book over the movie. However, I was thoroughly entertained by the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't disappointed by the movie.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
There's which actually one? A lot of good parts.
The book or the movie?
In the movie. Because that's the thing that came out recently.
In the movie, I I really enjoyed the Shining scenes. I think yes. out of all the scenes that I was able to watch, I think that they did a very good job as far as like depicting everything like through that.
I never saw The Shining, but I did enjoy because I knew what it was from, and it was kind of funny watching him do the stuff and then listening to the people in the audience freak out whenever the guy goes to open the door and they're like, no, don't open the door.
But he also knew about like a lot of the memes that come out from it, like the elevator scene or the two girls. No?
No, I knew about the two girls. Okay. I didn't know about the elevator scene, though.
Okay.
The two girls is like classic horror movie.
Yeah.
Crap.
Anthony, you need to go back and watch the actual Shining.
I don't like scary movies.
And the Jack Nicholson version. It's not that scary. Actually,
is it suspenseful?
I'll go suspenseful.
I don't like suspenseful. That's the problem with scary movies.
I was so young when I first watched the Shining, like the original Shining.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I grew up watching that movie. So, I think that was probably the best like thing that I was able to see in the movie, though.
I did like the caretaker. He like, we're gonna watch this. We want the Shining. He's like, you sure? All right.
I think one of my favorites was the first.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, the first challenge, the race. Just because I like racing stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like there was some other stuff that was more exciting. Mm-hmm. That's the one that stood out to me the most, especially when he figured it out.
Yeah.
Because he's just driving under everything.
All right. So I was gonna say though, so your age. Not seen The Shining.
Yeah. I would be running into the thing, almost getting stabbed.
Little girls.
Yes. Look at this. Sorry. Oh, you want to play?
You shouldn't be here.
Have you watched The Shining? Oh, I had to watch it through my fingers.
Yeah. Okay. Do you like the race scene?
Yeah, the race scene was good. There were other good parts, though, like more exciting parts, but I just thought that was cool. Because it had the gorilla? Was that a gorilla or...
King Kong.
King Kong? That was... Oh, King Kong, yeah. Duh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to figure out if it was King Kong or Donkey Kong.
Well, because of the Empire State Building and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I like how they, like, for the racing scene, that they could just kind of, like, toss their thing out and their car would appear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was cool. And then I liked that the car was the... I can't...
DeLorean?
Yeah, for some reason could not think of the word. Yeah, thank you.
No, I enjoyed that.
So that was sweet.
What's your favorite part?
I'm not sure. I enjoyed it. I read the book. Actually, I'm rereading the book to try to remember stuff.
Now that you've kind of gone back into the book...
I'm not... As far into the book. Okay. Like, and I kind of like sidetracked off. But I think I started having the same problem I have with when I read most books most of the time. Like, this is fun. And I'll come back to this sometime.
Yes.
That's kind of the problem that I had when I started reading Ready Player One, is that I've read so much stuff and I was just tired of reading.
Yeah.
And so I started it, and then after like starting the first like three chapters, I didn't really pick it back up for a couple months, and then I was like, I need to pick it up before the movie comes out.
Yeah, they are short chapters. I think I'm on like five. Like he's already solved the first. Did he solve the first challenge? No, he's on the way to solve the first challenge. And that's, I kind of sort of wish they would have kept the first challenge the same. I understand some of the stuff for why, you know, speed things up and all that. So
what was the first challenge in the book?
First challenge in the book. Well, okay. So the other thing is they also don't emphasize how poor he is. Like in the movie, I'll admit he's poor. In the book, he's ridiculously poor.
I don't know. Living in a high-rise trailer park that can fall over.
He lived in a high-rise trailer.
Yeah.
With three or two other families. The same trailer.
Oh, okay.
So he went from, like, so he was poor to,
one of,
like...
Was he one of the two families, or were there three in there?
Well, there's three families in there, total.
Okay.
His aunt and her boyfriend lived in one of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
A family of, like, four lived in one of the bigger rooms.
Yeah.
Or like the family or the master bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then there was another family, another bedroom. He still slept in the clothes wash room, but he kind of like
forgot
was
that
more
part.
Yeah, he was more like worked in between the wall and the clothing wash. So it wasn't like on top like it was in this.
Oh. Still though.
And they also like by speeding things up, when his aunt died, he took off, and that's where he started because they thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where he got the suit and the machine they could run on. Because in the movie, he had the machine and it just had power. In the book, he had to hop on a bicycle and charge up the battery.
Oh,
to the van.
Yeah, I was wondering about that in the movie. Like, where's he getting the power from?
Yeah, see?
All right, whatever. Dystopian future, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just tapping into it from somewhere, because who cares?
Yeah, I'll admit. Kind of like hit the I believe button, but you can't go into too much of it. Something else I also really, really wanted to get to, though, in the book, because I don't remember, because I've talked to some other people about, they talk about with Wade meeting H, that it was better in the book. What happened? I don't remember that part.
Don't they, like...
Well, in the movie, it's just real quick. But in the book, apparently, quite a bit more.
There was a lot of time in between, like, a lot of things. Like, when it came down to the different Easter eggs or different gates and hints and everything. But when they... Toward the end of the book, Og was their main point of contact. And... Og was trying to get everybody together. So, Og actually had certain people picked up in certain ways. And I know H and Wade, or Artemis, or wait, no, Artemis is her.
Yeah.
Artemis is the girl.
So H and Artemis.
Or Percival, yeah. Percival and H, they kind of, I believe, lived in kind of the same general vicinity. So they were picked up in a certain way. And then they had like a plane go out to like pick up like the two in Japan. And,
oh, okay.
And then they also did a similar thing to pick up Artemis.
So they weren't all in the same city like the movie portrayed.
No, Artemis, because Artemis was out on
her
own.
I thought you said they picked up H and Artemis.
H and Percival were, I believe, in the same vicinity. So they.
Oh, yeah, you're saying Wade. Yeah, sorry, I was forgetting his name.
Those two first got together, and.
But what was their introduction story to each other?
Well, the thing is that they were all brought to like Og's place, from what I remember in the book, and so when they got brought together, that's when they started talking and actually like getting together and
realizing who each other was.
Exactly, realizing who they were and just like.
Okay.
Introducing each other and actually like starting a master plan of like what they wanted to do and accomplish, but they needed like Og to be able to like get them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
so he would make the story, because the idea was that nobody that worked at the company could own the company, and he was making sure that the rules were kept or so and fair,
right,
and all that.
Right, exactly. And then, like, before then, I mean, their avatars would get together in the basement of H's.
And, yeah, there was that. Well, that's why I was, like, the real life meeting up. I guess there was, so with a lot of them talking about stuff and realizing it, I could see that had been a better story.
So, yeah, that's where I thought that the book kind of had it better in that way, because, like, they were all brought together at that point. And... they appreciated Og for what he did for that, but
One thing I'll admit with the movie that was like that the book did do better. I kind of wish they would have done it more the book way. Was the end when he went out to go? The bad guy went out and found the van. He's going to shoot them. I think as soon as he opened up that van, come on, he brought a gun. He was going to do it anyways. His life's over. He would have shot Wade.
Yeah,
just straight up like, oh, you have the egg. Bang. Like, there's no, he just, it was, he wouldn't have paused. Not as much as he realized he lost and everything. No.
No, yeah, so that bugged me.
They should have done more of the book where he hopped back on and he was trying to get back to stop Wade from playing the game. Or playing, well, in this case, push the button in the book version.
Yeah.
And I liked how the bomb leveled everything in the book. Like, it destroyed buildings. Everything. Like, he was too short to push the button because the, you know, the building was destroyed and the ground was actually lower.
Oh, so, like, in the movie, it just, like, destroyed, like,
only the
entities.
People. Yeah.
But not,
the, not everything. The actual, yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
That's also another thing that I like about the book better is that, like, when you were saying that Wade was really, really poor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They described, like, being able to transport from one place to another. It costs a lot mm-hmm. of money, and he had no way to do that, and so he had to figure out a way to do that.
Well, okay, that's where the first one. I didn't actually go with actually explain that to you. He was given his setup from the school because there was a planet of schools. You could go online and be taught.
Oh.
Yeah.
So okay.
Which also was good for the teachers and everything because, you know, you will pay attention to me. There's no messing around. You're stuck looking at me and me going through this. On the other side, hey, we're going to, this is history class. We're going to visit old Rome.
Or Egypt.
Egypt.
Or...
Yeah, stuff like that. And they talked about stuff like that. So the first, because.
So it was it's a lot more engaging.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
But with the, you know, it costs so much to jump planets or go through the gates or have a spaceship to travel around, which you also have to be careful with. They didn't talk about in the movie. Would have been a lot too much. He ends up figuring out that the first gate's on their planet, on the school planet, because there's also forests all over the place. He checks the planet and it has this skull shaped kind of like it, one of the D&D games.
Because of the hint.
Yeah.
Okay.
So him being so poor, he can't leave planet. Well, guess what? He doesn't need to leave the planet. But he does need... Yeah, I think he's on his way to it. Like, he's trying to figure out how fast he can get to the location.
Yeah, and
right now.
He was trying to figure out, money-wise, how am I going to get to this place that he found. And, yeah, in the book, he was able to just kind of join... there's kind of an away game that he was able to go along with the school to the away game and actually get there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I haven't gotten that far back in the book yet.
So, yeah, that's what happens. He goes there, and then he was able to sneak out and actually, like, find what he was looking for for that first gate.
So he sneaks out of school?
Well, he sneaks out of the away game. So he goes to the sports ball game.
Okay.
Yeah, so they pay... I guess they cover any costs for people to participate.
Digital travel cost, yeah.
Yeah, so he travels there, and then he, like, sneaks out and actually gets to where he needs to go.
So, question. Do you think it would have been better to do this as a TV show instead of a movie?
Well, books are usually better as TV shows.
Okay. Do you think still would have had the same amount of effects in it if it were a TV show?
Depends on who bought it. Or who posted or who ran with it?
Okay,
because it could have been terrible. But it could have been amazing, and it was. This was a great theater movie though too.
Yeah, would you like it as animated or live action? Like the movie was. If it were a TV show, can really tangential right now, but.
I don't know. I can see advantages in both, but I also enjoy both.
Okay,
things really well.
All right, that's all I have to say on this.
So what do you guys rate it?
Out of what's the rating scale here?
Let's go letter grades.
Letter grades? So F to A?
Yeah.
Is there an S?
No, because I don't fully agree with S.
Okay.
Even though my games have it, I'm like, you're just adding stuff. I'm not liking this.
I don't know, B or A. Depends. Yeah.
That's kind of where I was at, but I think that I would actually give it like a B+ because I think it was very entertaining. It was really pretty. And like it overall, I think that they did a good job as far as the movie wise, but I still consider the book.
Yeah.
Like I'd give it, if it was closer than what it was to the book, I'd probably give it an A-, but because
before it went.
Because of the differences.
Just the B plus?
Yeah, the B plus.
I don't know. I enjoyed the book and the movie on their own rights. There, I don't think this changed. I don't think the movie changed enough to for some people to go, oh, it's just the title and some characters. No, I think there was enough that it related, but it still changed enough to be a movie. I'd give it an A minus. But yeah, enjoyed it. They modernized it. They did a good job. I really liked how they did the library instead of the almanac. Though the almanac and the online, you know, that there, yeah, there was stuff in both of them. I'm kind of like, back and forth. but all right. So let's go with famous last words. It's all you.
I don't remember what to do here.
All right.
So yeah, I would say if you go watch Ready Player One, you could go back and actually read the book. I think it's definitely worth it.
So, I think I'll tell the ping ping pong ball joke. It's my famous last words.
Okay.
So this little boy, getting ready to turn 5 years old, and his dad started up his own business. He's like, son, what do you want for your 5th birthday? Boy goes, I want a tricycle with a red wagon attached to it. I want the red wagon full of pink ping pong balls.
Like a radio flyer?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And dad goes, you're 5. You'll grow out of this. Sure. Whatever. And he goes, kid's 5th birthday comes up and dad takes him out to the front lawn and there's this blanket over something. He's like, oh, ooh, ooh. He runs out and he grabs the blanket and pulls it off and there's this tricycle in his radio flyer and he's full of ping ping pong balls. He's like, yay! And he hops on and takes off. He goes back, you know, about an hour later.
Mm-hmm.
Tricycle, radio flyer. No ping ping pong balls. Dad's like, wow, at least they're gone. Well, time passes. Kid's 16th birthday is coming up. He's like, Dad's like, and Dad's doing, you know, starting to do better in business than ever was. He's like, what do you want for your 16th birthday? Kid's like, I want a Lamborghini. Personalized license plates. My name on it. Bull. Ping, ping, pong balls. Dad's like, I really thought you'd grow out of this, but we'll see what we can do. Kid's 16th birthday comes up. He gets the dad takes him out the garage. There's the Lamborghini. He's like, yes. Lights up like, yes. Opens up the door. Ping, ping, pong balls fall out. He's like, oh, grabs him, throws him in, hops in, takes off. 6 hours later, comes back, parks the car. Dad's like, please be gone. And gets in, checks out the garage, opens up the car, looks around. No ping, ping, pong balls. He's like, this is weird, but at least they're gone. So, okay, fine, whatever. A couple years later, kids are getting ready to turn 21. He's like, son, this is a serious question. What do you want for your birthday? Kid's like, I want my own private jet. I just got my license. My name all on the side.
His flying license?
Yeah, his flying license. Well, he got his driver's license before. Now he has his flyer's license.
All right. Okay.
Pilot license.
Okay.
You know, those things. But he wants the jet. Guess what?
Pink ping pong balls?
Full of them.
Okay.
So, dad goes, fine. We'll see what we can do. Kid's 21st birthday comes up. Dad's like, all right, we got a trip. I'll show you something. Drives him out to the airfield. Of course, giant, you know, private jet out there. Kid's name on the side. It's like, yeah. Grabs the ladder, wheels it up to the plane, opens up the side door, a couple ping ping pong balls fall out. He grabs them, throws them back in the chain plane, and takes off. Dad's like, please, get rid of the ping ping pong balls. Well, kid's gone a little bit longer. It's about 10 o'clock at night. The parents get a phone call. Kid's been in a plane wreck. It's not very good. He's probably not going to make it. So you need to come and console him, final wishes and all that. The parents, you know, rush over there. They're consoling him. They're talking to him. Make sure everything's okay. Any final wishes? And it's just been eating at the dad. And he's like, son, what's up with the pink ping pong balls? And the son's like, dad, I...